neck hurts. It's going to be like silent hour. I'm going to ask questions.
You ever wonder, Jerry, if this might be your last game at the Metrodome?
It will be my last game at the Metrodome. Excuse me. There's no wondering about that.
Excuse me. You're right. Good catch.
That's what I do. I'll do your job for you, too. It's cool. I'm lying if I said I didn't think about it. But, it's not what's on my mind right now. I got to prepare for this game, trying to, go out the way I want in this Metrodome and have this last game be something special. You know, Kevin and I were talking about it earlier this week, man. It's one of those things where you just want to let loose and hopefully this can be a game to remember from a win standpoint, on our performances and the crowd, the energy level, all that. I think it's a special moment. I mean, Kevin's played there 11 years. This is my sixth. A lot of success in that building. So it's on my mind, but not so much as far as what's going to happen in the future. That's kind of out of my control. I try not to worry about things I don't really have control over. And so I'm just going out and play ball and enjoying the chance that God gave me one more opportunity to go out and play for the fans of Minnesota, play for this team, and play in a building where I've had a ton of success and. It's from that standpoint, I guess that's how I think about it.
Jared, is there any difference between the home field advantage here and what you experienced in Kansas City?
They're very, very similar. I mean, when our dome is rocking, it's rocking, and same thing in Kansas City. When Arrowhead was rocking, man, I don't know there's many louder places than, here in Arrowhead, got to be top three or four in the league as far as, loudest places to play. And the entries are different. We had our own parking lot in Kansas City and barbecue. Here we got the vendor elevator and ticket booth, so that's fun. So the new stadium is going to be welcomed here. I guarantee that. But it is the home field advantage here is great. I mean, like I said, when this place is loud, I mean you can feel the noise coming off the field, and that definitely gives you an advantage when the other team can't hear the snap count. From a defense standpoint, you're kind of always at the odds. They know where they're going, and they know when they're going there. We're always reacting, and so when you can neutralize that, when they know they're going, when they know what that snap count is, then it kind of evens the playing field a little bit. So yeah, this place is awesome. Like I said, I can remember countless names. You got your hand on the ground, and you can just feel the vibrations coming off. And I can barely hear now. I credit that to the people, our 80,000 strong, screaming at the dome. My ears are going to be, I'm going to be 40 years old with hearing aids probably.
There was a stat where I think the dome has the second most false start penalties.
That's cool. That's how fans, in my opinion, you get involved in the game. I mean, that's directly related to them. I mean, if a guy, they can't hear the guy. More so, I would look at times people are late off the ball, If people are late off the ball, now that's an advantage for us. So, yeah, it's home field advantage here. Playing at Metrodome is always a fun time. Like I said, it's gonna be a fun game. It's gonna be one of those things where when I walk off the field, I'll take a few extra moments to look around and remember the times. I mean, this place has been phenomenal to myself, my career, my family. I mean, that dome is a part of it. And it's gonna be a surreal moment, but it's gonna be awesome.
As far as longevity goes, do you hope to play either for this team or?
Yeah, I when those times come, I'll deal with that then. Yeah, my body feels good. I try to, this stage in your career, trying to, I got to talk with family, pray about it, and see where the Lord wants me. And that's kind of how I'm approaching it. I was just talking with a buddy of mine this morning just about how different it is this time around. There's no stress. There's no, what's going to happen is going to happen. When you're younger, you're trying to figure out all this craziness. And, when you look back, you realize that there's a plan and it's better than any plan I could have. So yeah, I'm just enjoying the ride, honestly. I mean, if this ends up being my last game here, then it's been one of the greatest rides I've ever been on. It's been a great 6 years. Like I said, this community will always be a part of me. I'll always be a part of it. And it's one of those things to where I just have so many blessings that have come from here. And if I get to play here longer, then that ride will continue and we'll go from there. And when the time comes, we'll make decisions, but that time is not right now. The time is to focus on the Detroit Lions, and that's really where my focus is at, is just watching film and treating this as if this is a week 8 game, not a, versus a week 17 game with no implications. So, really just you want to go out and close the dome down the right way.
Jared, how much too is, I mean, with everything you've done in your career, the money you made, how much is just the championship part of, will be part of your equation going forward?
Big. That's a big part. I mean, I think this is the ultimate team of sports, right? It's what we're all playing for, year in and year out. You know, the league is kind of like Groundhog's Day. Yeah. You know, every year everybody's trying to accomplish the same goal, and it's what have you done for me that year. But, yeah, you know, when you start out, when you're younger in your career, you look at the individual accolades come along with that team goal. You're trying to build a name for yourself amongst your peers. You're trying to accomplish, you know, set goals, and through that you're helping your team become better, right? Vermeil told me one time that, you know, football is an individual sport. The best way you help our team to get better is by being the best defensive end you can ever be. And that's always been my mindset. And, you know, you win games along the process by trying to be the best you can. You get, you know, Pro Bowls, all pros, and stuff like that. So, you know, those are great, and I've accomplished those. And you know, hopefully if I still play, I can continue to accomplish those. But the ultimate goal is that ring. I think, you know, I know enough people that are retired and that have had success. You know, look at talking with Dolman and guys from the Hall of Fame. You know, I'm sure Chris Carter would gladly trade maybe a Pro Bowl here or there to have a ring. You know, I'm sure Dan Marino would love to have a ring. They've accomplished everything they could possibly accomplish individually, but they've never felt that that elation from winning the championship. And so that's one of my goals. I want to, you know, heck, everybody would love to retire like Ray and Strahan, right? Win a Super Bowl and call it quits. So that'll be on my mind, and then that'll definitely be a place when you get older, like I said, when later you get in your career, that becomes more the main focus. You know, of how do you get to a championship? And, you know, I came to Minnesota to win a championship, and we fell one game short, obviously, and, you know, won a couple of division titles, but, you know, that wasn't the ultimate goal. So, you know, you do feel like a sense of unfinished business, and that you want to win a championship. And so if the Lord's willing, I'm willing to accept it. But again, that'll be a process when I go through it, when the time's right. But, you know, right now it's solely on, you know, this is our Super Bowl. You know, we luckily, sometimes, you know, you play a game, your last game of the season means nothing. There's nothing around it. We happen to be able, in a cool situation, where we get to shut down a stadium. And, you know, there's been some great moments in that stadium, not just from since I've been here, but over, you know, the last X amount of years that things have been open, there's been some cool stories go through. So to be a part of that and be, you know, part of history to shut it down, that's kind of what I think is going to build some excitement and really drive this game.
You mentioned, you know, all pros, Pro Bowls, that kind of stuff. How do you think you and Kevin Williams have ranked in the NFL in recent history as a defensive end, defensive tackle combination?
I hope we're up there at the tops, you know. I can, you know, I'd be lying to you if I said I'm over here doing this by myself, you know, first and foremost. I mean, obviously everything I got comes from the Lord, but, you know, Kevin is a huge part of that. You know, Kevin, that success, I mean, I reflect back on, you know, my 4 years in Kansas City and the numbers I accomplished there versus the numbers I've accomplished here. And I couldn't have done that without the middle push that we get here and, you know, with Kevin and everybody that's come through. You know, Kevin, but, you know, just talking about Kevin, though, I mean, he's a staple of what we do here. He attracts so much attention that, you know, and that's why I guess, you know, from a player standpoint, sometimes, you know, when people talk about, he hasn't done this, or he, you know, I get defensive just from the standpoint. I know what he's helped me accomplish, and I know what he accomplished. I know the attention he draws. I know he made a comment the other day. He said, I've been living in the B gap for 11 years, and that's the truth. I mean, that dude lives in that B gap, and he makes hay there. And when he gets opportunities, you know, he makes plays. But he's so stout, and he acquires so much attention that a lot of times I can get freed up to do what I do. And so, yeah, you know, that's for him. I hope we'd be ranked top, but that's not for us to decide. That's for, you know, you guys and everybody, the critics, to decide.
Is that part of the emotions this week, though? Could be your last time playing with Kevin.
Yeah, I think that'll play into it. You know, we're not going to – I told him, I had a joke with him today. I said, I don't want you crying around here on Friday or Saturday, you know. But, you know, we'll enjoy it when the time's right. After the game, that's what the time you get sentimental, you look back on it. But, you know, we always reflect. You know, I think the only way to move forward is to reflect on your past and learn from the mistakes, you know, learn from your successes and push forward that way. So, yeah, you know, it'll be one of those moments where it's kind of – drop your shoulders and you look at your brother in arms and you think maybe this might be the last time. But again, you know, we all got a job to do Sunday, and we take advantage of playing with them one last time for sure.
Have you kind of resigned yourself to the fact that this will probably be the last game of the Vikings?
No, I mean, I like I said, I mean, you guys put a not in no disrespect to you guys put a lot of words in everybody's mouths. I've said all along, I'll cross that bridge when it comes. Like I said, me and the Vikings have been on the same page throughout this whole thing. But I'm not, I put it this way, I'm not naive to the point that I don't understand the business side of this or understand the trends that have happened in the past, you know. So I understand, they understand I got a decision to make too, you know. So when the time's right, we'll sit down, we'll see how it plays out. But, my only thing I can do, again, is go for, if I worry about what's going to happen in the future, then, you know, I'm not giving everything I got to this game or to this year. And, so it's been one of those things where I decided at the beginning of the year, I'm just not going to focus on it. You know, like I said, some things are out of your control. And then and this one right now is out of my control. We're moving forward. And like I said, when the smoke settles, everybody will be where they're supposed to be. Whether it's here, whether it's not, then, you know, that'll be decided at that time. But right now, like I said, I'm having fun. I get a chance to put this uniform on one more time. Go out and play against a team that has been a rival of ours. It's always been a fun game playing against Detroit. It's never mattered what the records are. These games have always been fun and exciting, and I get to be a part of, you know, shutting down the dome. Like, I mean, that to me, being a part of the NFL history, that's, you can't ask for anything better than that.
Thanks, all right. Appreciate it, man.